Blog Talk Radio.
The one from the past.
Good evening, Bruce.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, being on time.
Yeah.
How your day go today?
Everything went well. We just got a little wet today.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah, we got a little rain.
Oh, okay. Can you hear the music?
No, ma'am.
How about now?
No, ma'am. It's just me and you right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I don't hear no music.
Oh, man, I wonder why. I don't want to blast it. Oh, well. I got it going, so. I don't know, it was playing before. Oh, well. Not time to read yet. No one called in. Got 801.
Okay. You cooked already?
Oh, yeah, I'm starting the diet.
Is that a music play? Yeah. Hello. Loretta.
Good evening. Yes. I got people calling in.
The music playing now.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
Okay, I got Mama and Daddy Verna.
Yes.
Daniel.
Yep.
Good evening, how are you? Okay, Bruce, you want to go ahead and get started in the book of Genesis, chapter 10, 1 through 25 for me, please?
Sure. Now, this is the genealogy of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Tirah. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. From these, the coastland peoples of the Gentiles were separated into their lands, everyone according to his language, according to their families, into their nation. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Saptah, Raamah, and Saptachah. And the sons of Raamah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria, and built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Ir, Calah, and rescind between Nivea and Kalah, that is the principal city. Mizraim begot Ludam, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, and Kazlahim, from whom came the Philistines and Kaphtarim. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Urkite, and the Sinite, the Arvadite, and the Semarite, and the Hamathite. Afterward, the families of the Canaanites were dispersed, and the border of the Canaanites were from Sidon, as you go toward Gerar, as far as Gaza. Then, as you go toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zimbalim, as far as Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their languages, in their land and in their nation. And children were born also to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japhet the elder. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Peter, and Maj. Arphaxad begot Salah, and Salah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days of the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And that was the reading of Genesis chapter 10, verses 1 through 25. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Bruce. Okay, we had a caller to join in. I have Marilyn on the line. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the prayer line. Okay, I will pick up in Genesis 10:26 and read it through it in entirety. Once again, this is when God scattered his people after the flood with Noah. Joktan was the father of Amadad, Seleph, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadoram, Uzal, Gikla, Abel, Abimiel, Sheba, Hophir, Havilah, Jobab. These descendants of Joktan lived all the way from Mesha to the eastern hills of Sephar. These then were the descendants of Shem, classified according to their political grouping, their languages, and their geographical locations. And all of these men listed above descended from Noah through many generations living in the various nations that developed after the flood. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Seems as though we have a short crew tonight, but we're not going to let that stop us because tonight is God's night. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Hope you all had a blessed week. I, Loretta, will be your host tonight. Angela has a book club meeting, and may God bless her meeting. I pray that you all brought some good news to share with us tonight. So please do so. If not, just say pass. I'm telling you right now, I brought church with me tonight, so fasten your seatbelt. Okay, so everybody bow your head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you, giving you honor and to praise your name. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for your patience. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go, according to your will. We ask that you breathe the Holy Spirit in all of us and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, through us, and with us in Jesus' name. Allow us to hear your words tonight and let your word manifest in us. Father God, we ask that you bind up anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight and let your light shine through us so that others may see the goodness of you. God bless our prayer service tonight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and just go down the list. I'm going to do a roll call, and then I'll go ahead on the list. You can say something or you can pass, okay? Okay, first I have, okay, Bruce, Mom, Daddy Verner, Daniel, and Marilyn. Okay. Good evening.
Hello.
Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Yeah. How are you tonight?
All right, how are you?
We're good. Okay, we just getting ready to go right on into our program tonight. Just like I said, I brought church with me. I don't know about y'all, but put your seatbelt on. Be ready for this one. Okay, Bruce, do you have anything to share with us tonight?
Well, let me just read a few scriptures out of Proverbs. I'm going to read out of chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
Amen.
Let me read. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you for that, Bruce. Next, I have Mom. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Psalm 14.
Amen.
The foolish have said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abomination work. There is none that does good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there was any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together because filthy. There is none that does good, no, not one. Have all the work of the iniquity, no knowledge, who eat up their people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his rescue. Oh, that the salvation of Israel was come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be called. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Daddy Verner, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will read. The work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We find John 16:5-11. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of the world is purity. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy Werner. Okay, I'll go next, and I'll be reading out of the Daily Bread, and the title is This Is Better. People all over the world are constantly looking for the better items, whether buying fruit in a market or choosing a place to live. We examine it, we ponder it, we compare it, and finally we make a choice based on what we believe is better. I am convinced this one is worse, so I'll take it. The book of Proverbs is filled with comparison that point us towards the right pathway in life. Because the book purpose is to give the readers knowledge and wisdom based on the fear of the Lord, it is not surprising to find statements saying, this is better than that. In Proverbs 16, we read that it is better to get wisdom than gold or silver, better to be humble among the poor than to be proud among the wealthy, better to control our temper than to rule a city. Some people have the ability to do both, wise and wealthy, but when faced with a choice between the two, Proverbs says wisdom is the better alternative. And as we read the book of Proverbs, let's look on those signs that says this is better. When God's word shapes our thinking and guide our choices, we discover that his way is always better. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Next, I have Marilyn. You just listening tonight? Okay, Daniel. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I just want to say hey to everybody. I love everybody, and I'm gonna just put my seatbelt on tonight. Okay.
Amen. 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 Okay, Auntie Dot. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pray.
Okay, all right, amen, amen. Okay, like I said, I have a program set up for us tonight, and let me give you a little agenda. First, I will pray for the sick and shut-ins. After that, I have a little joke, laughter, and then I have thank yous followed with a song. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you heal all of our sickness, our sick and shut-ins. We pray that our list gets shorter in a healthy way. We ask that you lay your hands on Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Mary, Vestai Lowe, Vicki Hussman, Jordan, and Rayco family. Hold on. Quentin Hayes and family, Dominique Chavez, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Janet Williams, Tanya, Rochelle Bessler, Marianne, Tony, Beryl, Auntie Dot, DeMarcus, Malachi, Billy Mitchell, Michael Moody, Karen Favors, Miss Waters and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Jermaine Dawson, Maxine Johnson, Miss Wanda, Rebecca Rossiter, Valerie Crockett, Lenny and family, Auntie Betty, Daniel, and myself. and anyone else that are in that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift up in a mighty way and give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. I plead the blood over the sick and shut in, and I speak health into us, and by his stripes we are healed. And we thank you for your Son, our Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, while the reading was going on, Hubert joined the group. Good evening, Hubert. How are you?
Greetings, greetings. I'm blessed tonight.
Amen.
I'd like you to ask, if I may, at this time, ask Mr. Edward Kigma to the prayer list.
Sick and shut in.
Yes, he's a cancer patient determined to heal, but he's been strong and a lot of support for our people's aspirations, people of all in general. I agree.
Amen, amen, Mr. Edward. Okay, Hubert, we're going on with our show. Is there anything you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'd like to say that God is good and his grace. And by his grace, we're saved.
Amen.
Thank you for this due. For everything, even us and all that in the midst, belong to him. And we should keep them first in all that we are and be all that we should be. Shalom.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I think I said next I was going to share a joke with you guys. Let's see where I'm going with this. I shared with a few of the callers that called me while I was out sick the joke, but let me give you a little background. Early Monday morning, I suffered severe abdomen pain. And as a woman, I want you to think of having a baby. And as a man, I want you to think of having a toothache. Well, this was far more severe than either one of those. And I hope I'm not the only one that will laugh from this joke. I have a tendency to laugh at my own jokes. But, Daddy Verner, I saved this one for you. I know you'll get it, all right?
Okay.
My joke is, while heavily medicated, I was hit like a ton of bricks, and they left me with a stone.
That's a good one. Can't top that one right now.
But on a serious note, I would like to thank everyone for your prayers, your phone calls, your thank you cards, get well cards. When there is a caring family and caring friends like you, you give me the strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Savior. And keep the prayers coming, because I'm not off the sick and shut-in list, but I do plan to give birth to the stone pretty soon. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, all Amen. Right. Next, I said we had a song coming up, so this is what I got. Listen up. I know that I'm not a great singer, but I love spiritual music. So my request for you is to listen to the lyrics and not judge my voice. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm going way back. Now, don't forget to listen to the lyrics. God knows my heart, okay? God is God, and he won't change. God is God, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is my lawyer, and he won't change. God is my lawyer, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is my provider, and he won't change. God is my provider, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is my healer, and he won't change. God is my healer, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. God is good, and he won't change. God is good, and he won't change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know he won't change. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we have birthdays coming up. Any birthdays for the week of the 10th through the 16th that we need to sing for? Anyone have birthdays during that time? Okay, Daddy Verna, you want to do the honor? Nope, I'm sorry. That's Mom. Mom wants to sing the birthday song for us tonight. All right, Aretha, go ahead.
Oh, you know, you forgot the birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Ooh, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Amen. Okay, we're going to move right along into our praise and testimony. Anyone has a praise report or a testimony that they would like to share?
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better and you sound good and don't sound like you got no stone falling on you.
I'm on the 4 painkillers right now. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else have anything else they want to share?
Yes, we've been made to do it for a night, but you're coming in the morning, and Jesus is the bright morning star. We'll keep him first. When we have to test it, anything, it'll only make us stronger for what the Lord purposes for us ahead of us in the future. Shalom, shalom.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and share something with you guys. If you don't get anything from the program tonight, just for remember and think about this for the week. This is one of the reasons why we started the prayer line, is to come together on one accord, to fight the evil spirit and to keep from trying to destroy, keep him from destroying us. We need to destroy the yoke, destroy the bondage, destroy poverty, and destroy illnesses. And as a family, we need for the Lord to restore our joy, restore our kindness, restore our health, restore our love for one another, restore our gentleness, restore forgiveness. We have that power. Jesus told us so. The other reason for starting this prayer line is to bring us closer when we share what's going on in our life. That's our time to show the devil that he has come to the wrong family, and if he must, he needs to come back stronger. He's trying to tear this prayer line down, but we can all start by going back to our family 10 o'clock unity prayer and cover it just because of all the challenges that we face daily. And we must choose the world way to handle it or choose God way to handle it. And I choose God way. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. We shall serve the Lord our God.
Amen.
Shalom.
And I'm just going to go, and another reason for starting the prayer line is to share, actually what I would like to do is challenge everyone to invite one person to the prayer line next week. We have 50 lines that is available, and when there's two or three worshiping together, God will be in the midst of it all. And so that we can have the Almighty God in the midst. He is our lawyer, he is our doctor, and he is our provider. For he is our God, Lord of hosts. I can say read the Bible. You will be ready to surrender. The Old Testament is mostly about how God just kept forgiving the Israelites over and over again. And guess what? He still loves them in spite of their constant sinning. And he loves us too, the agape love, the unconditional love. So you need to live each day serving the Lord God as if it's your last. So dust off your unity prayer list and let's get started on that way. And I'm calling all the men to surprise us next week with it being Father's Day with a special Sunday prayer line. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's all day off.
Yeah, you can just give us a snippet. Okay, anything anyone else would like to share with us tonight? Okay, all right, Daddy Verna. I can't hear you.
Hello, let me say this. Since we have the prayer line, I would just hope that we could talk about our own problems and get closer together and be not just words, but show it in reality.
Amen.
If we love one another, we shouldn't be afraid of one another, and we shouldn't hold back on what we need to say to one another.
Amen.
Is to learn of us, not just names, but learn our ways and our reactions. And by being on God's side, we are not the same person that we were last year, yesterday. We are different. We are striving to follow Jesus. So let's don't be saying we follow Jesus on Sunday and Monday we are a different person.
Amen.
Preach it. Keep that in mind so we can be real family, not just the pinning family, but real family.
Amen. Choose God way. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, with that being said, I think that brings us to the closing. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay, amen. Daddy Gentle will be reading the closing prayer, and it's Matthew 6:9 tonight.
Yes. What could be more fitting today for our meditation than the Lord's Prayer? So if each of you reflect on the Lord's Prayer with these thoughts, we cannot pray out if I was safe and not have no room for others in their need. We cannot pray, Father, if we do not demonstrate His relationship to God in our daily living. We cannot pray who are in heaven if all our interests and pursuit are in earthly things. We cannot pray, Hallowed be thy name, if we are not striving for God's help to be holy. We cannot pray thy kingdom come if we are unwilling to accept God's rule in our life. We cannot pray on earth as it is in heaven unless we are truly ready to give ourselves to God, service here and now. We cannot pray, give us this day our daily bread without expending honest effort for it. Or if we will withhold from our neighbors the bread we receive. We cannot pray, forgive us our trespasses, that we forgive those who trespass against us. If we continue to harbor a grudge against another, we cannot pray, lead us not into temptation, if we deliberately choose to remain in a situation where we are likely to be tempted. We cannot pray, deliver us from evil, if we, if we not prepared to fight with our life and our prayer. We cannot pray, thine is the kingdom, if we are unwilling to obey the king. We cannot pray, thine is the power and the glory, if we are seeking power for ourselves and others, ourselves and our own glory first. We cannot pray forever and ever if we are too anxious about each day's affair. We cannot pray anything unless we honestly say, not my will, but thy will be done. So let it be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Gento. Okay. Have I missed anything tonight? Okay. Anyone have anything else they want to share?
Loretta, I just want to say thank you for inviting me to the prayer line tonight. This is my first night up here. And most of the time while we were on the prayer line, I was driving down the street. But I really enjoyed it.
Well, I thank you for joining in. And please feel free to come back at any time. We love you. Okay,
thank you. All right.
That concludes our program tonight. Danelle and family, thank you all for joining us and sharing with us tonight. I pray that something was shared to help us through our busy week. We will put on our full suit of armor for protection and remember to keep God first in all that you do. Jesus loves you and so do I. And men, step it up for Father's Day for us, all right? Surprise us. May God bless you all. Good night, and I love you.
Good night. Love you too.
That concludes the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Hope you enjoy. Till next week. Have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do I. Good night.